Sunday is the Jets' salute to service as the Jacksonville Jaguars come to town. I want to ask you about Decker's Dogs. What is that program all about?
Well, my wife and I created a kind of initiative, Decker's Dogs, which is off of Freedom Service Dogs, is the organization in Denver. And we got started probably 3 years ago with them, just kind of fell in love with what they do. You know, you rescue dogs from shelters. You train them to the point to send them home with, you know, veterans in need, whether it's mental or physical needs. And, you know, we just felt so passionate about it. You know, we're both dog lovers. She's a military brat. I got family that served in the military. And just I think, you know, in our culture today, we're so blessed to have really the freedom and the sense of security here over in the States.
What does it mean to you, though, when you do see a veteran coming back paired up with one of your dogs? And I know you have dogs in training right now.
Yep. It's one of the most rewarding feelings, you know. In a world we get wrapped up around, you know, me, and trying to be the best, you know, if you can just take the time to help someone else and, you know, kind of position my wife and I are at, we're kind of the pedestal to help people and create that awareness and get people, you know, gathered around the idea. So to see, you know, dog go through graduation, go to the veteran and just hear their story, I mean, man, it just goosebumps. It just touches me.
After a two-game losing streak, you're reaching the midway point here, and you can either go to 5-3 or drop down to 500.
You know, I think not only do we have a lot to prove to ourselves, you know, I thought we played a good ball game against New England. Oakland, not our best game. You know, overall, we did play well. And we got to come back at home, prove that we are a good football team. I feel like, you know, this locker room has the capability of doing some special things this year. And the only way we do that is showing up on Sunday and putting it together.
What does it mean to you to see your buddy out there with that left glove on his hand? And there was some doubt whether Ryan Fitzpatrick would be able to play this week, but he's come out, practiced a full week, and looks ready to go.
He is. He's ready to go. He's a tough guy, man, and got a lot of respect for him. You know, they've done a good job of making, I guess, adjustments and things that make him comfortable to be able to hand off and do everything without thinking about it too much. And again, just the regular Ryan Fitzpatrick during the week, he practiced well. I thought the way he carries himself, man, he's so even keel. You don't even know that he's got an issue with his thumb. So that's a big thing to have a leader that, you know, can stand up in adversity like this and just keep pushing forward.
Are you going to tell him to slide next time?
We've told him to slide since week one, but sometimes it's just not in your makeup to do those things, and that's hopefully a reminder to slide next time, yes.
What do you think about the stat that you have the fifth most touchdown receptions for a wideout since entering the National Football League in 2010?
Pretty cool. It's talked about this week, and, you know, it's, for me, statistics is something that you obviously set goals for and you want to reach, but the biggest statistic is wins and getting to the playoffs and playing in the Super Bowl. That's what it's all about. Offensively, I think touchdowns is the best statistic, you know, to get. That's why for me, I get hungry when I get down in the red area. I want the ball. I want the opportunity. And, you know, hopefully we can just keep clicking away and getting closer to one.
What's next for you guys as an offense? What do you want to see from you guys moving forward? Obviously, from a team perspective, you want to get back on a winning track, but offensively, what's the next step in this evolution?
Just, you know, do what we do best, and I think running the football is one of those things that we got stopped last week, and we got to find a way to give Chris Ivory some lanes to run, because once he gets loose, you know, that's when we're at our best. And again, doing that might be complemented with the passing game, opening up, you know, some throwing lanes for us, getting it going, gives them soft, create those lanes. But again, we have to be able to kind of control up front, you know, with our line, with the run game, and that's something that, you know, we're passionate about and hopefully get back to.